Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, 4W1, let's cross Cam's side once again, join our commentary team to introduce and contextualise what's about to happen for us, beginning with Michael Brooks. Hello.
Hi there, very good afternoon to you live from the Cam. As predicted earlier on, the weather has cleared up. We said that it would become patchy clouds. It was started the day off overcast, and then the skies have cleared up. Sun is beaming through and licking the treetops on what is turning out to be a beautiful winter afternoon. Not much in the way of wind. That's great for rowing. 2 miles an hour northwesterly. That's what's been keeping the temperatures down, but it's not really noticeable. The Cam is absolutely lined with spectators. I'm standing at Grassy Corner. Lots of different splash tops that we can see. Claire always dominate the corner of Grassy. I always see them every single year when I'm here. There's also somebody who I will mention because he's always here. He tells me 8 different bumps races now. So he's catching me up. I've done 15. This is my 15th bumps. It's David Ponting who takes lots of photos. And he's got like 2 cameras. He's like, imagine Rambo, but instead of guns, with cameras. That's what he looks like. I don't actually know if he can hear me. I hope he can, but there we are. Well, who else have we got? I can see some Girton scarves. I can see some people from... Well, that's not even a rowing club. There's somebody with, like, a 6-letter acronym on their top. There's Selwyn there. The Selwyn guys earlier on, I think, bumped, so they've got some greenery. This guy's still got some greenery hanging on his back. So for the Women's 2 division, anyway, it's been pretty exciting for... Sorry, Women's 1 division. So it's been a pretty damn exciting Women's 1 division. We've had two crews on for Blades. We've got Downing, obviously, at the head of the river, rowing strong. Murray Edwards have moved all the way up from W2 and have had an excellent competition. Murray Edwards has been brilliant as a college. And actually, they're looking very strong. And they're going to be chasing today Trinity Hall 1. And I have to say, I think that's going to happen. Just to let you know what else the Murray Edwards crews have done, we had the second boats who were also on for Blades earlier on today. And what else do we have? The other things to mention about them is that they caught Peterhouse yesterday and they were looking very strong there. Another crew that we should mention is Claire. Since I am standing behind all their spectators, they're actually on for Spoons, which is a real shame. Now, I remember back in 2006... Yes, I am that old, and no, that was not my first bumps. I remember Claire doing their lap of honour for being head of the river for Lent, and it's kind of been a steady slide down every year since then. Let's hope for them that they don't fall another place today, but they are being chased by Queen's 1. But don't let Claire's bad performance, or bad luck, I should say, put you off, because the Cox Alice Harvey Fishenden is wearing an awesome Pikachu hat, and she tells me that was a present from previous crews. It looks very cool. So if they do end up getting bumped, it doesn't matter. At least they can be happy knowing that they've got an awesome hat on their heads. Now, Charlie is down on the long reach. He's going to do the rundown, but first, Charlie, do you want to say any words about the bumps, and especially this women's division?
Hello. One thing I have just noticed is that there are a couple of very menacing-looking swans just upriver of me, and let's hope they don't interfere too much with the proceedings this afternoon. But apart from that, I can tell you there are a lot more spectators heading up to where you are, and it's going to be absolutely packed by the time the race starts. So the lineup for this W1 race is at 1, Downing. These are all W1 boats. Downing. Then first and third, followed by Jesus, Emmanuel at 4, Christ's 5, Pembroke 6, Keys 7, Newnham 8, Clare at 9 on for Spoons, as you mentioned earlier, Queens at 10, then St. Cat, who are one of only 2 crews to have rowed over all week so far in this division. A strong-looking King's boat in at 12, followed by Maggie at 13, Trinity Hall at 14, that fantastic Murray Edwards boat, as you said, in at 15, will be looking to bump a Trinity Hall boat who've not had the most successful week. Peterhouse, 16, Churchill, 17, and the sandwich boat is Selwyn.
Thanks very much, Charlie. So, swan action as well, down on the long reach. How exciting. I'll mention with that Murray Edwards crew, they're racing in a boat called Octopussy. Now, I am reliably told this is a tribute to the Bond film. It's not the fact that there are eight women rowing in the boat. Let's cross over now. Your commentary team for this race is going to be Kim on first post, myself, Grassy Corner. We've got Gemma over on Ditton. Charlie is on the near side long reach, and Lucy, far side long reach. We're about to push off. The boats are being pushed out. Kim, how are things looking at first post?
I can see that the boats are being pushed out into the river, and these crews coming down towards me, they were looking very determined. I think we could see quite a few bumps in this division. So just waiting now for the cannon to tell the crews to start rowing. And I could see that Trinity Halls Cox was actually wearing a panda hat. So we've got someone running against that Pikachu hat. And there we go. There's the cannon. And these crews have gone off to a flying start. I can see Danny coming at me quite quickly. And they are stationed with first and third. So, but boat length, oh, Downing are going for it. They are opening up that gap between Downing and first and third. These girls are going very, very strongly. And then behind that, it's first and third who are followed by Jesus. And they've got about boat length and a half between them. And so that was first and third who just passed me by. And then behind Jesus is Emmanuel, and they're being followed by Christ. And between Christ and Emmanuel, you've got about a boat length. So just disappearing around the corner from me is Jesus. And these girls, honestly, they must have trained so hard because they are really, really going for it. There's quite a big gap between Christ and Pembroke here. I'd say at least three boat lengths between them. Mike, is there anything down your end?
Yeah, so seeing the maroon blades of Downing come round first post corner into the guts, the speeds are very high from this. This crew is just immense. If you just look at the blades from a distance, it's perfectly timed. It's like they've struck wires and meant to wire their brains together. These girls are absolutely of growing athleticism. It is amazing. They got the double headship last year, actually, winning both lengths and both maize. So Downing have held length bumps on 2004, 2005, 11. 2012. It went to first and thirds in 07, 08 and 2010. Claire had it briefly in 2006, Keys in 2003, and Emmanuel in 2010. Downing a good three lengths ahead of the crew behind them, which is first and third. First and third is actually being gained on by Jesus. Bringing that into a length as we go around Grassy Corner, but rowing strong. Further back now, looking quite exciting. Emmanuel having a fairly bad week. Emmanuel 1 being hotly pursued here by Christ 1. And Christ 1 trying to do the good old trick of going near the south bank, turning a very tight corner as we go around Grassy Corner. This is very exciting. They're not quite overlapping yet. No, it's about a quarter of a length in it as Emmanuel try and row for their dear lives. Christ rowing as well, both going as close to those barges on the south bank as possible. Further up now, really exciting stuff. That looks like Keys is getting hammered in the gut by Newnham. That's it. Newnham have got it. Newnham bumped Keys in the gut. Kim?
It looks to me that down here that Trinity Hall has been bumped. Trinity Hall has been bumped by Murray Edwards W1.
Mike? Play. Right, guys, I'm going to stay with this really interesting tussle between Emmanuel and Christ. They are right on each other's tail. Christ is on Emmanuel as we go up Plough Reach. The distances have remained a quarter of a length throughout. Both rowing very hard. That's going to get really interesting around the distance. Further back, you've got the crew of Pembroke Clearwater either side. Then it's Claire. Claire with a Pikachu hat. Desperately avoiding to get spoons, and it looks like it's their lucky day because further back is Queens, and Queens are being pursued by St. Cats, rowing in the Lady Laura, I think is the name of their boat. St. Cats within half a length of Queens as we go around on into Grassy Corner. There's then a length behind those before you see the Blades of Kings, and then a length and a half before LMBC. Let's throw up to Ditton where we've got Gemma. What's happening between Emmanuel and Christ?
Well, right now, Christ are closing in on Emmanuel. It's about half a length in it. Emma are rowing for their life, taking a narrow line round onto the reach. You can hear everyone yelling at the moment as Christ are taking a very... They look very strong. I would not be surprised if there's not a bump. Then behind them, with a large gap, I would say three or four boat lengths, is Pembroke. And then they've got lots of clear water. They're not going to bump anyone today. And it looks like a very, very lonely row. And I'll throw over.
Come on, Downey!
Gemma, I'm here on... I am halfway up Long Reach and Downing are passing me now and they have a lot of clear water between themselves and first and third. First and third in turn have probably a couple of boat lengths between them and Jesus, who are miles clear of Emmanuel. And let's go back to Kim at first post corner. What's happening?
Yep. I'm here with the captain of the Murray Edwards team. You guys have just gotten your blade. How happy are you?
I have no idea how to answer that question. It's unbelievable. I am so proud of this crew. I'm so proud of our club. We've had such an amazing week. I'm overwhelmed.
Let's go.
Overwhelmed with their blade. To Emma?
Well, there's a massive tussle going on at the moment. You've got Queens closing in on Claire. Then St. Cats are closing in on Queens. And there's like a massive line of boats because then Kings are narrowing the gap between Queens. There's a half a length in between all four boats. Then a length behind them, you've got LMBC, and they're all coming onto the reach. It's a giant line of boats. Can you see anything?
I can't see too much at the moment. Claire are just coming around the corner, and yes, there is some evidence of that massive pile up that could be on our hands. But back to you at Ben Ditton corner.
Well, it's Ditton now. I've got coming up Peterhouse W1. There is a lot of clear water. They are taking quite a narrow line round Ditton corner, just brushing the bank slightly, but they look quite strong. They're going to row over. Then in the distance, passing by the plough, Churchill in their wonderfully pink boat. I'll pass over.
Queens are just passing me now, and St. Cats behind them are very close. We've almost got overlap there. Cats in turn have a little bit of space between them and this excellent King's boat. I think Cats may hold on, but we won't find that out until a bit later. Maggie probably with a boat and a half to catch up to get to King's, but they're not too far off. Maggie with a huge amount of clear water between them and Peterhouse at 16. Lucy, can you see anything?
Charlie? Hi, Charlie. Yeah, I've just seen the first six boats. So that's Downing versus Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ, and Pembroke W1s all passed by with reasonable clear water between them. I would say they're probably going to row over at this stage. I'm partway down the Long Reach, just close to the railway bridge. But I am seeing a very intriguing battle coming towards me now. We've got Claire, but behind Claire we have Queens, who are attempting to avoid being bumped by St. Catherine, and behind them, Kings, who are attempting to get them before they get Queens. St. Cat are actually overlapping with Queens at this point. The ball of their boat is past the cops. I think it's a matter of time before they concede now. And yes, we've had a bump. So that is Queens being bumped for St. Cat's W1. And that must be a disappointment to Kings W1, who are trailing so close behind St. Cat's there. So Kings W1 will row on to finish the race with a row over. And we also have Lady Margaret behind them, who are comfortably maybe 2 lengths behind Kings. I can't see anything else at the moment from my vantage point. I'll throw back maybe to you, Charlie. Is there anything going on?
Well, I am just being passed now by the final two boats, Churchill and Selwyn. I don't think we're going to have too many surprises on our hands here because there's a gap of probably 3 lengths between them, but it could all still happen, and I'm now staring downriver into a horrific glare, so I'll pass back to you, Lucy.
Hi, okay, I have Pembroke coming towards me now. That's not Pembroke, it's Peterhouse coming towards me now. So obviously we've had Lady Margaret, Trinity Hall and Murray Edwards bumped out earlier in the race, and Peterhouse will comfortably row over. They're followed by Churchill, who will also comfortably row over. And then the final boat, the sandwich boat Selwyn, who are rowing up, I don't think have come close to Churchill in this case. They seem to be about a length behind, but we'll actually watch that as it comes closer to me, because it might be that they might have a last push and get close enough. Beyond that, that's basically the results for the race. And if I can advise everyone to come down to the M1 if you have a chance. It is such a beautiful afternoon out here on the cam. It's been a really lovely day. Oh, it's become a really lovely day now that the sun has come out.
Lucy.
So, Church. Oh, yes.
Just to clarify then, so we've had Rowan, Downey, first to third, Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ, Pembroke. What about Keith Newnham?
Keith and Newnham, I think, rode over as well. I saw Keith going past me, and they didn't seem to have been bumped at all. I don't remember Newnham, but I think they must have gone past.
Justin Newnham rode past but didn't, and they've got foliage in their hair, so Newnham have definitely bumped. Day, so they must have bumped up on Keys, who are just rowing past
the
house, very somber.
Yeah. My mistake, they must have bumped. I think I must have mistaken Keys for Pembroke there. So I've just seen Selwyn row past. They're not going to catch Churchill before the end of the course. So that is it for the W1 race for this year.
Fantastic. So from top to bottom, as far as we know it, Downing, first and third, Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ and Pembroke all rowing over at the top. Keys looked like they were bumped by Newnham. Clare rowing over, Queens were caught by St. Cat's in that amazing four-way tussle, therefore Clare avoided getting their spoons. Kings and LMBC, what? Remind me what happened then?
Kings and LMBC they didn't manage to catch Kings, so I think they've rowed over to the best
Kings
of my recollection.
LMBC rowing over. Trinity Hall were bumped by Murray Edwards in the Octopus. See, Murray Edwards getting their blade. Peterhouse row over, Churchill row over, Selwyn row over the back. So that's blades and head for Downing W1 and blades for Murray Edwards W1, who have brought themselves all the way up from Division 2. What an exciting race. Congratulations, Murray Edwards and Downing and everybody else who bumped. We'll hand back to the studio.
This year's Lent Bumps. On Cam FM.
Cam FM.
All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.